Sarah Riley also spoke up in defense of Mrs. Mann.
Mrs. Mann has been an outstanding teacher. I'd like to begin by commending Mrs. Mann publicly for the challenging novels and materials that she assigned. These reading assignments have a high degree of academic rigor and give students the opportunity to explore realities and issues past the day-to-day of their own lives. Mrs. Mann encourages her students to engage critically with these texts, but certainly does not tell them what they should agree or disagree with in these books.
Riley added that this assignment is necessary because racism is a systemic problem.
What's racism? What's anti-racism? Why is it important to understand that? I understand that racism does exist in our country, in our state, in our community. Racism is a systemic problem where a whole group of people are not afforded the same opportunities for educational, economic, and career advancement based on the color of their skin. If 17% of the population is black, then in a community you would expect that 17% of the college students were black, 17% of small business owners were black, 17% of people receiving SNAP benefits were black, and 7% of homeowners were black. We know that in West Virginia and in America, that's not true. That's not a partisan issue, it's just the numbers. That's structural racism. There's also institutional racism, in which policies, practices, and procedures, usually unintentionally or inadvertently, cause harm to people of color. For example, a book ban or a curriculum ban would fall in the category here. And last but not least, there's individual racism, which is a form of racism or discrimination we're the most used to recognizing when you're making personal biases against people. If the status quo in normal life results in unequal opportunities for groups of people based on the color of their skin, then the way we're used to doing things, the way that we grew up, perpetuates a racist system. And that to be an anti-racist is to work towards a place where those statistics and the numbers are aligned with the general population.
Others spoke in support of Mrs. Mann's use of these materials, including Silas Riley and Alan Gibson. Mrs. Mann herself addressed the board. She said the survey, which was done in November, was designed to address mental health issues caused by the pandemic, and she had never intended to have the students turn them in. She said the survey was designed for students to use as a tool for self-help and suicide prevention. Mann also addressed her use of the two books in her ELA class.
In my classes, I try very hard to be balanced politically. I don't try to push any agenda. It's never been my intention to do so, ever. I always encourage my kids to be independent. These two texts, they would have one book that provided the scaffolding to understand the events of the other book. So when we talk about systemic racism, it is very different from the personal. And it's also about informational writing and how they build it. And then literary, how do these characters show you what's happening in our world? And yes, they are realistically worded to reach audiences. This book is anti-racist, but it's intended to give scaffolding. And it's been assigned in middle schools in our nation. So I thought that The Hate U Give would be an event, and this girl is in different neighborhoods, she's moving around, and so the characters represent so many perspectives that we could talk about and discuss. And I feel that I grew up in a very small community, and I wanted to give them a benefit that I didn't have when I got thrust into the real world with real people that didn't look like me, and I wanted to give them more.
Since the board members are not allowed to discuss or take any action on matters brought up during delegations, these issues will certainly spill over onto the agenda at the next board meeting on March 9th. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.